Well, life on a farm, I kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy to me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. My tractor sexy.
Goodbye, city life.
Thank God I'm a country boy. Woohoo!
Yes, yes. Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, we have Ryan Jenkins. He is our good friend, farmer, owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. And I am really eager to find out what's been going on with all the changes in the weather for the farmers locally. Ryan, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
I'm doing great, but I'm very eager to find out how you're doing. The last time we talked, it was a drought. You said you needed rain. God over-delivered. We had catastrophic rain in the north end of both counties over the last month or so, a couple of different times. How have you been doing? What are you up to? How is the crop planting going? You tell me. What's going on?
Well, we've been pretty busy. Off and on, it has been a struggle. You're right. You know, I can't remember exactly. I know when we talked, but I can't remember what was going on, if we had started getting rain yet or not.
No, but, I think, you know, I think we might have gotten like one day of a half inch that week before, a month ago.
Right. So we had basically, for the most part, been in a drought since about last August, and it was too dry for us to get in the field. It was too dry for us to begin planting our crops. So we were waiting for some rain to get started, and we got some rain, and then it cleared off, and we were able to, you know, we've got enough equipment. We can do a lot in a little bit of time. So we got out there and got a bunch of peanuts and cotton planted, and then that's when the real rain started. So since we've talked last, we've already replanted a little over 300 acres of cotton. I've got some peanuts to replant. It's been a pretty big struggle. You know, some of our fields I've been keeping up with it. We've had about 19 inches of rain on since the last time.
19? Wow. Okay. All right. I mean, I knew some of the north end had gotten like 3-4 inches here and there, but I wasn't sure if it was that bad. Wow. Okay. All right. Well, I thought we had our phones fixed. We don't, but I'm sure Ryan will give us a call back and we'll manage to make it work, man. And that was the thing I'd been worried about is, you know, if it's not working, are you then getting, you know, too much of a good thing, so to speak, or not? So, all right. We got Ryan on the line again. Ryan, are you there, sir?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry about that. I'll tell you what, if it drops again, I'll call you on a different line and we'll make it work. We're slowly figuring this thing out. The gremlins are getting us. Okay. So you were saying you got 19 inches since then. And what has that done for you as a farmer?
You know, it's really put us behind. Typically, May is a pretty dry month. So that's when we also harvest our winter grains, which is our wheat and oats. They've been really affected by the rain. You know, it's really hurt us with that. And now we're waiting. You know, typically we're through planting by now. We might have a field or something to plant, but we still like hundreds of acres of peanuts, cotton, and soybeans, having everything planted. And then that gets into another part of it, which is your crop insurance. So there have been a ton of struggles since the last time.
So you've got, I mean, the basic issues, you've got the problem of having to replant, which is extra cost. Then you've got the problem of areas that you cannot get to because you've had to waste time extra replanting and you've been pushed back because of the dryness of it and being able to get things in the ground. And then you've got to deal with crop insurance, which the deadline for that is today. Like today is the deadline for that. So all of the different issues that we're dealing with the farmers in the north end. All right. Ryan, we're doing our best. You're being a trooper. I love it. I was just explaining to folks how, you know, you've lost out on crops because you've had to replant. You've lost out on land because you took time having to replant. You're sitting with half your fields basically unplanted, and we're up against the crop insurance date today, right?
Correct. Today is the end of the maximum amount of crop insurance we get. So today they call it the final plant date, and then they give us 10 days past today, but every day they take off a percentage of the insurance that you're able to get.
Okay, so reduced coverage.
it's reduced coverage, but you still have to pay 100% of the premium.
Oh.
So,
well, that's fantastic.
The cost is
the same, and the benefit keeps diminishing. Thank you. Well done.
Exactly. Then in 10 days from now, it'll be over, and you can only get 50% of your coverage, but you still have to pay 100% of the cost. So it's a big time. There's a lot going on. It's a big challenge. I'm sitting here in the barn right now, you know, looking at all this seed that still has to be planted that typically they would be up and growing and pretty by now. So the fields are still, some of them are drying up. We're working. We're still getting stuff done. But a lot of them are still too wet to even, as of yesterday, to even walk out into to check them. So,
and I assume that if this is true for you, it's true for most of the rest of the farmers in the north end of both counties and the region.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everybody's in a situation in our area, you know, in our general area here.
It's unbelievable.
It's pretty serious. And this, you know, we've talked before about the ag economy and how stressed it is right now. This is a year where we don't need any hiccups, really, and we're already facing some. But, you know, that's farming, and that's what we signed up for. And God always gives us a way to get through it, even when we can't see it ourselves. We'll look back and say, how did we do that? And it's through His grace and His mercy, and we'll be fine. It's just, you know, a challenge right now.
And now I assume, you correct me if I've got this analysis wrong on any point, you had to invest in all of the tools and the inputs as if you were going to have a full planting done, which you have not been able to do. So you're not going to be able to recoup cost on those elements, and you've got loans and notes to pay for that. And in the process, you got costs that have gone, and you're only going to get a diminished some fraction of your eventual maximum yield. And based on what you've told me, I'm just ballparking. You tell me if I've got it wrong. It sounds like you're going to miss out on a third to a half of your entire yield come the end of the year. Am I in the vicinity of what's going on?
Well, I wouldn't say we're so late that the number's that great yet.
Okay.
But we're to the part now where we have to start worrying about an early freeze or early frost.
Oh.
That'll be what will... You know, we can have a good growing season. We can make a good crop, and then we could get a freeze at the end. But you know what? On the same token, we could get good weather all the way through, and we could still. This could end up being a blessing, you know, because of a little drought here or there, or a hurricane early or late, or something like that. There might be something we can't see now that this actually is helping us, whereas if we'd have planted everything early, it would have hurt us. So,
okay.
You know,
well, I love the note of optimism. I know you're a man of faith, you know, so I'll take that.
That's right. I'm not throwing my hands up in the air or anything like that. But you know, just like you say, I'm sitting here looking at all this peanut seed that has not been planted, and you can't take it back.
Can you at least use it next year? Will it hold for a year?
No, it won't be. It won't be that good next year. But we're going to get it planted. It's
okay.
We're going to get it done. It's not a true disaster yet. It's just a bump in the road, kind of.
Senator Scott, we didn't get a chance to talk to him about it yesterday, but he was involved in a bill that's going to help out a lot of the farmers who suffered in the freeze that hit us in March. Didn't really hit us here as much, but down south, I guess it did. Is this a big deal to other farmers in Florida?
It's a huge deal to some of the fruit and vegetable growers down in Florida. You know, I'm very active in Farm Bureau and have friends scattered throughout the state. And those guys, they really got hit hard, and they needed the help. And I'm glad to hear that maybe they're going to be getting some help. But They really took a big punch during the winter with that freeze. It really hurt them. I heard many of them talking about it, like devastating type stuff. So it's a big deal for those guys. You know, it's their emergency. It's their problem, and somebody's coming to help them. So that's always a good thing.
Anything else you want to let us know? I know you're super busy right now. In fact, I was actually surprised you had enough time to spend with us on the phone. I thought you might just be out in the field working, because it's wall to wall right now, especially with that deadline on the crop insurance. But anything else you want to let us know about?
No, y'all just pray for us and watch out for us. There are a lot of tractors and equipment moving up and down the roads right now, trying to get things wrapped up. I mean, even at nighttime. So just be on the lookout for us if you're up in this area. Be careful. And just say a little prayer for us, and I hope I give you a great report the next time we talk.
Hey, I'll take it. And I just want to say a little report, a little prayer. Let's say a big prayers for you as well. What was it like to end with a farm fact or something like that? Do you have one for us this month?
I will. So we're planting peanut. We're planting a lot of stuff right now, but we'll talk about peanuts for a second. Do you have any idea how many seed per acre I plant of peanuts? My goal is to get this many plants per acre. Do you know how?
I'm gonna be so wrong about this. This is wonderful. I'm gonna say 2,000. That's my guess.
All right, about 86,000.
Oh my God. Okay. That's why I live in the city. All right, go ahead. So 86,000 per acre.
That's it. So 86,000. That's what we're doing. So we know how many pounds of seed there are. We know how many seed there are per pound. So, you know, with the different varieties, there's different size of seeds. So we put 86,000 of this variety, like the one I'm planting right now. That's about 113 pounds of seed per acre. And the variety that I'm moving to later today, they're bigger seeds. So I'll still be putting 86,000, but I'll be planting close to 150 pounds per acre.
Okay.
So a lot of math involved in this. We're steady checking our stuff all day long, but I just thought it'd be interesting for y'all to know we try to get about 86,000 seed out per acre.
Well, I will say this. At least I'm glad you don't have to do it by hand anymore.
That's right. Exactly. We do count them every year to find out how many seed are in that 1 pound, and you would think that wouldn't be hard, but I have the hardest trouble. You know, I can't keep my concentration going that long.
84,599.
Or Dad will be helping me, and he'll start counting out loud, and it's like, just hush, just count your own over there, and then we'll talk about it when it's over.
Okay, I'm sure this is a dumb question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. If the different seeds are different sizes, how does your planting machine handle the fact that the different seeds are different sizes? It seems like that would be an impediment.
It's not. It's the way it's made. It's not a problem, and it's not grossly so. But you're just talking. You're talking such big numbers that it makes a difference.
Like, okay.
Like one seed, there might be 600 seed in a pound, and then the other variety, there might be 700 seed in a pound.
Oh, okay. So the size difference is pretty small, really, as a percentage basis.
Right.
Okay,
like,
I got
you. You might or might not notice it with your naked eye.
Okay. All right. Very good. Ryan Jenkins, our good friend, owner Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida, joins us once a month to give us an update on farming. I got a text in, by the way, Ryan. Somebody says, I miss having Ryan on every week. Tell him we love him. I will. All right.
Thank you.
Ryan, be well. God bless you and what you're doing and all the farmers. And thank you so much, as I always say, for feeding my kids and putting clothes on their back and putting peanut butter in their mouth. I love it. Ryan Jenkins, thanks so much for the time, sir. We'll talk to you again in a month.
Hey, thanks for having us on. Y'all be careful and have a good weekend. We'll see you soon.
Absolutely.